This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO.
It's Friday Night Hockey here at the Chippewa Ice Arena, and the Cards hosting the Cards tonight. WOGO, Chi High, and Fond du Lac here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Fondy out of the Badgerland Conference, and Chi High in the Big Rivers. The Cards come in here at 4-1 on the season. They've won three straight, beating River Falls, Hudson, and Rice Lake. Fond du Lac at 2-2-1. They made the long trip up, and they will take on the Cardinals. Fondy's coming off a 2-1 win over Waupun, struggling to score goals. They've averaged two goals per game, and Chi High at four goals per game. Good to have you along tonight. We have a weekend of hockey. Got Fondy tonight here at the arena. And then tomorrow afternoon, puck drop at 12 noon, pregame show, Cardinal Countdown at 11:40, pardon me, tomorrow morning. We have Chi High and University School out of Milwaukee. So it should be a lot of fun with a couple of great non-conference opponents. Cards with a top 15 schedule this year, and this just adds to it when you have teams like Fond du Lac and U School coming in here. Good to have you along. Chase Hoople is with me tonight. Coop is gone for about 2 weeks, so Chase, the former Chi High defenseman and assistant coach, is up in the booth with me and down on the ice. We'll talk with Scott Parker in just a moment, but great to have him back on our WOGO broadcast. Cards at the top of the BRC this year. They're 4-1, tied with River Falls, even though Chi High beat River Falls 6-1 about a week and a half ago. Then you got Memorial and North and Menominee and New Richmond. When's the last time you saw Hudson near the bottom of the BRC? They are 1-3 on the season, just ahead of the 0-3 Rice Lake Warriors, a team that the Cards beat 9-1 on Tuesday night. So let's go downstairs, see if we can hook up with Chase Hoople and see if he's attached to his microphone here. Chase, you there? Okay, I think he's setting up the interview with Scott Parker, so we'll touch base with him in just a moment. Cards, like I said, coming off a convincing 9-1 win on the road at Rice Lake on Tuesday. They scored all nine of their goals in the first two periods. Big night for Evan Foyles and Gus Thorpe. They each had a couple of goals. Carter Bovey, Mason Jackson, Caden Swoboda, Dylan Bayes all lit the lamp as well for Chi High in that 9-1 victory up north, about an hour north of here. So the Cards and Fond du Lac. Chi High beat Fondy last year by a 3-2 count. Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym with a goal apiece. Hoym with a goal and an assist. And so this year, that was down south, and this year, Fond du Lac is making the trip north, as well as U School. We played them down in southern Wisconsin last year. Fond du Lac, strong team, got good goaltending. We'll talk tonight about their goaltender, Spencer Schober. He's a junior, one of the best in the Southland. They got good defense, struggling to score, according to their head coach, Ryan Sarazen. He is in his 20th year at the helm of the Fond du Lac club, Fond du Lac Cardinals team, which is made up of five schools: Campbellsport, New Holstein, North Fond du Lac, Fond du Lac, and Oakfield make up that club. So JV earlier tonight, Cards, Chi High Cardinals, JV beat Fondy 4-1, and hoping for a evening sweep here of Fond du Lac. WOGO coverage of Cardinals hockey on WOGO. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. We'll take a break, come back. This is Cardinal Countdown ahead of tonight's non-conference game between the Chi-High Cardinals and the Fond du Lac Cardinals on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chi High and Fond du Lac in high school hockey tonight on WOGO. And downstairs is Chase Hoople. He's got Austin Taylor, Cards assistant coach, with him right now. So let's head to ice level right now. Chase.
All right. Here we are with Coach Taylor. Greg, it feels good to be back on the radio. I'm a little nervous here with Coach Taylor. But we got a Cardinal-on-Cardinal battle. Coach, how are we feeling?
Pretty good. We had a good week of practice coming off a good game up in Rice Lake, and we're still working through some of the early season kinks, trying to get the power play going and things like that. But yeah, I feel pretty good about our start so far.
Yeah, absolutely. We're kind of cruising right now, off to a 4-1 start, a couple big wins over Verona, Hudson, and honestly that loss to Edgewood was just ran into some good goaltending, and that happens. But you know, what are some things you really like about this team this year?
Our details are a lot better than they were a year ago, right? So our defensive zone coverage is awesome. Our offensive zone coverage is good. We're doing a better job of getting back and helping our D out. Little things like communication and just things like that need to get cleaned up. Like I mentioned, the power play, still looking for our first one there. But yeah, I like our details so far, and we're doing a lot better job than where we were at a year ago at this point.
Yeah, you can really tell that this team, with the addition of Coach Thorpe and kind of the new philosophies bringing in, that they've been kind of under it for a year, so you can really see it starting to click right now. So with that, you know, what are you expecting to see from this Fond du Lac team tonight? They got a good goalie, but watching their warm-ups, it doesn't look like they're too overly skilled. So what are you expecting to see tonight? What are going to be some things for us to succeed?
Yeah, I definitely think their goaltending is going to be their strong suit. And, you know, you mentioned they might not be the most skilled team, but they play the game hard and fast. They get the puck in deep. They lay the body. So they play the game like in a physical mindset. And we went down to Fond du Lac last year. They had that big sheet, and we were not ready for them. They came out and took it to us right away the first 10 minutes of the game and kind of caught us on our heels a little bit. So tonight I'm just looking to kind of come out maybe on our toes a little bit more and be more aggressive off the start.
You heard it. Start fast, finish fast. All right. Thank you, Coach Taylor.
Thanks, Chase.
Okay, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Here's the goalie matchup for tonight for the Fond du Lac Cardinals. A junior, Spencer Schober, He is 2-2-1, goals against average of 2.32, and a save percentage of 9.10. And for the Cards, it's the senior Mick Marlowe at 5'10", 170 pounds. His goals against at 1, save percentage at 9.53, and he is 3-0 on the season. We'll take another break. This is Cardinals Countdown on WOGO. Cards Hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the cinema.
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Last kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe for the shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. It's great to have you along. My name's Greg Stewart. Chase Hoopel up here with me, the former Cards defenseman and assistant coach, and Super Sam Aberle keeping us on the air back in the WOGO studios. All right, Chase, it's time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think the keys are for a Chi High Cardinals win here tonight?
Yeah, you got to emphasize the Chi High piece of it.
Exactly.
I got three keys to tonight's game. The first one is going to be the first 2 minutes and last 2 minutes of every period. Start fast, finish fast mentality. You know, you can build a lot of good momentum in that first 2 minutes, and you can lose a lot of momentum in the last two. We're playing a good goalie tonight, so our second key is a really good net front. Let's get bodies in front of the net. If he's most likely going to stop that first one, so there's not going to be a lot of one-shot, one-goal scenarios. So getting to that net front, and lastly, is just moving the puck and having some good flow to our game.
All right, there you go. Our Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Chi High against Fond du Lac. Did you have French in high school? Did you take French?
I did not take
French. Okay, I was going to test your French. You know what Fond du Lac means?
Tell me what it means. It
means bottom of the lake. Bottom of the lake, Fond du Lac. Now, this is no bottom feeder program, though. I mean, they've been to state multiple times, 13 times to state, won the title in 2007. So this is a good matchup.
Oh, they're known for producing good hockey players, too. I mean, I think they have quite a few Badgers that have came out of Fond du Lac as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good weekend. You got U School up here tomorrow. They're a good quality program as well.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun when the South School has come up to the north than it is going down.
And they expected 30 below and snow, right?
And it's going to be what? 39.
Yeah, something like that. It was up close to 50 yesterday and close to 40-something today. So beautiful. Teams are out. The Cardinals, Fond du Lac Cardinals, wearing black sweaters with black breezers and the burgundy trim. Chi High in their home whites with the red and black trim. And we are about ready. The teams are out there. The goalies roughing up the paint. Mick Marlowe at one end and Spencer Schober, the assistant captain, at the other. And here is the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Boydell, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starters for the Fond du Lac Cardinals. In goal, number 33, Spencer Schober. The defenseman, number 3, Aiden Hefner. And number 8, Tyson Craig. The center, number 20, Blake Spees. And the wings, number 4, Will Mothy. And number 5, Peyton Umentum. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Ryan Saracen, and assistant coaches Kent Ellingson, Andrew Keckler, and Dave Lenz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before introducing the starting lines for the Chippewa Falls Cardinals, we'll be introducing the youth hockey player of the night. And he'll be skating out with junior goaltender number 35, Derek Strong. And the youth hockey player of the night is Dante High. Dante plays forward on the Chippewa Thunder and is a third grader at Christ Lutheran. His favorite NHL team is the Vegas Knights. Dante's parents are Conrad and Crystal High. Ladies and gentlemen, Dante High. And now introducing the starters for the Chi-High Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovey. And number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
Okay, there you go. We're ready to drop the puck in a couple of minutes here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
It's the Cards against the Cards tonight. The Chi-High Cardinals against the Fond du Lac Cardinals. So I guess Hoop will have to be very specific which Cardinal team we're talking about. Huh?
Very, very.
Can't you say the Cards, right? Up front for Chi-High. On this first line will be Drew and Jackson and Mason. Defensively, it's Slobes. And his partner is going to be Gus Thorpe, sophomore, and we are underway. Mothy, Spies, and Umentum, a couple of juniors and a sophomore on the forward line for Fond du Lac, and Hefner and Craig are the D, and it's brought right in on the near post, and a shot right on. Saved by Marlowe. He swallowed that up, didn't give a rebound up right there, and man, they just brought it right in on our senior goaltender there, Hoop. Face off in the left circle now, 15 seconds into the opening period. Dumped off the boards, ripped around the wall, and going to be cleared out to center, and Thorpe will dump this one in the near wing corner. Cards on the forecheck right now. On the half wall, near side. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson tried to drag it up to the blue line to open up some time and space, but it's foisted off his stick and into the near wing elbow. Here is Drew, and a wraparound try to backhand far post. Swallowed up there by Schobert as he pinned it up against the metal. And both goaltenders facing a shot here early on. Faceoff is going to be in the Fond du Lac zone. And the Cards will go with Jackson LeMay, who got banged up in that Hudson game, but still on the ice here tonight. LeMay able to pull it back for the D and tapped in by Sam Hebert, but not a big open window there, so it's picked off by Fond du Lac. Fondy brings it into the Chi-High zone. It is intercepted, thrown back out again, and Fondy will put one right on a soft liner. In on Marlowe, and Mick will hang on to that one. 15:58, just underway here in the first. We have high school hockey tomorrow for you. Early start, Cardinal countdown, 11:40. Drop of the puck here at the arena against U School at 12 noon. Come out and enjoy that one. Should be a lot of fun to see one of the top programs in the state, along with Fond du Lac here tonight. This one dragged into the zone on the near wing by Carter Bovey, spun around as he brought it in, but recovers, and it's loose in the right wing corner in the O-zone here for Chi-High. Bovey drags it up and lost it, and it's popped out. Here comes Fond du Lac. It's Dianovich trying to track it down left wing corner, but just beyond his reach, so we have an icing call right here. Well, what do you think so far, Hoop?
I think it's a little too early to tell. It's just, it's kind of like,
the votes are not all in.
No, it's just, it's a little sloppy. It's a typical start of the game.
Yep, yep.
Teams are feeling each other out,
sure.
Trying to get our feet under us.
Well, you saw the team down in Verona.
I did.
Early on.
Love what I see.
Yep. Yeah.
Love
have
what
you
I
seen
see.
Along the trail some improvements?
Yeah,
this club?
Absolutely. Love it. I think this team has it.
They got it from goaltending up through D and good offense as well, so we'll see what they can do against Fondy here tonight. The puck now dragged off the faceoff dot into the right wing corner. They're going to be pulled off the boards, and here comes Dianovich again with a head of steam. Moves into the zone, tracks it down left wing corner, tries to find a teammate out in front of the net. It's cut off by the Cards, and Chi-High has it. Here is Thorpe on the forehand. Throws it ahead for Ethan Foyles, but he can't control, and it's hammered right back in by the Fondy D. 14:50 in county. There's a shot on, and Marlowe sticks that one in the left wing corner, and the Cards are up the ice going south to north. Dumped in. Cards in the midst of a change. Get their number one line back out there. First guy out in the zone is Jackson Hoym. Hoym couldn't track it down. Around the bend, and here comes Fond du Lac. They'll dump it in from just outside the Cards' blue line. Marlowe goes out, helps his team up the ice, and on the left wing side is Jackson Hoym. Hoym beats 1D, moves in, tries to drag it out in front of the goaltender Schober, and that just lost it at the last instant, trying to go on the weak side here. And this one is dumped into the right wing corner and going to be tracked down there by Brett Krista. Puts a shoulder, hard shoulder into the Fondi player that came to harass him. Now it's dumped into the Chi High zone, and Sam Hebert gets the helper from his own goaltender. They rip it up the wall, but just beyond the reach of Drew Bovey, and that'll be an icing call against Chi High. Shots limited right now. 4-1 in favor of Fondi here so far, but nothing real serious yet on Nick Marlowe. Good crowd filling in the stands here tonight. A lot of people lined up against the glass, cheering on the Chi High Cardinals here tonight. Cards dig it out of the faceoff dot, move it to neutral ice, but cough it up right there. And Tyson Craig, the big defenseman, tosses it in for Fondi. Now Chi High moving up the ice here, and it's going to be Swobes who dumps it into the right wing corner. Jackson LeMay trying to track it down, can't reach it. Loose on the half wall in the offensive zone, and now it's out to neutral ice. Picked off there, though, by the Cards, and Brett Krista will turn and rip one into the right wing corner. Fondi gets it. Their D will wrap it around the wall, but right to Gus Thorpe. Thorpe steps up a few feet, dumps one in the right wing corner, bounces in back of the goaltender Schobert, and this one's going to drift to the blue line, and Thorpe can't quite hold it in, so the Cards have to touch up. Since they're going back to the blue line, they'll send some guys to the bench and put some new players on the ice here. This is Aiden Hefner for Fondi. Tries to go cross ice. That one hit a stick, and it's loose and ricochets all the way back to the Fondi zone. Now picked up by Fond du Lac. They'll dump it in. Gus Thorpe rotates away from the pressure, finds some open ice, moves it on the near side, tosses it over for Evan Foyles, and the big forward will dump it in the Fondi zone, but it's cut off and taken by Dijanovic. He comes in and launches a hard shot off the mitt of Nick Marlowe. That was a tough shot. Marlowe just barely got a piece of it. We got a penalty coming up, a tripping call right here, and it looks as if the Cards are going to get the gate for the first penalty of the night. Ethan Foyles will sit for 2 minutes for tripping. And the Fond du Lac player, Parker Zeibel, is still hurting. He's on the ice, sitting on his back right now, having a hard time. Looks as if it's a knee maybe that crumpled a bit on the check down there. And so a power play coming up for Fond du Lac, and they're still attending to the freshman Zeibelt forward. He's on that second line for Fondi. And he now is sitting up and is going to come to his skates and skate off under his own power. Looks like he'll still play here tonight. Took a hard check and tripped up a little bit, and so he's going to come off. And so Chi High on the kill this year at 92.9%. Fond du Lac with the power play just 5.9%. So both teams struggling coming in here on the man advantage. Chi High 0 for 13 in the power play. And Fondi is 3 for 13 this season. So here we go, 12:21 left to go. First period, no score. Fond du Lac and Chi High, and the Cards clear it down the ice. Chi High seems more effective on the penalty kill. Cards have a shorty this season already. Let's see if they can get one here tonight. Just underway on the power play for the Fond du Lac Cardinals, and Chi High disrupts the flow out of neutral ice. Dumped in by Fondi, and that one behind the center ice red line, so that's going to be an icing call right here. So how do you figure that our penalty kill, we've scored more goals on the kill than we have on the power play?
That's a great question. You know, the power play earlier in the year is always tough because you're trying to you're trying to figure each other out, you know, and at some point it's all going to click where guys know what guys are going to do at some point.
Well, they're working on that, changing up the play, but hopefully we'll get to that pretty soon with the Cardinal power play. Chi High Cardinal. Here are the Fond du Lac Cardinals, and it's going to be Blake Spies. Spies moves in, cuts across the blue line. Will motor into the left wing corner now with a minute 15 left to go in the power play. They set it up, and now they go top of the umbrella to Aiden Hefner. Back to Spies. Spies loses it. Picked up by Dijanovic. Into the left wing corner, and now loose on the half wall. But here is Hefner, who just glances this one off the fence on the far side and gives it to Mothy. Back to Hefner. Now on the near side. They just drop it. No shots yet on the power play. Here's the first one. They try to redirect. It went rose high over the crossbar and loose behind the net and picked up now by Thorpe. As he is bumped off the play, got some help from Swobes right here. And this one's off the window, one-on-one for Drew Bovey, but he can't track it down. It's loose at neutral ice, and here's Thorpe. He's going to jump right into it. Thorpe overskated the puck, and it's gathered up by Fond du Lac. Now they'll carry it across the line. Here's Klapernik for the Fond du Lac Cardinals. Puck kicked around in the zone. Cardinals had a chance to clear, but they couldn't do it. Bumped off a player. Now they pick up the loose change, and they'll dump it the length of the ice. We're down to a couple of seconds left to go on the power play, and that'll do it. So Fondi 0 for 1 so far tonight on the man advantage. And the Fond du Lac Cardinals bring it in, but an offsides call right here. 10-12 left to go, first period. No score tonight. High school hockey. We'll have more hockey for you tomorrow with U School. And then tomorrow night, it's the McDonald Max basketball team. Boys basketball over at a tournament at UW-Stout. They'll take on Colfax. 6:55 is the planned, anticipated pregame show. But typically they go a little bit later in a tournament style like that. Back to action. Puck loose inside the Fond du Lac zone. Picked up by the Cards. That was Carlson. Oh, it's under the stick of Sam Mayberry. Can't keep it in. And the Cards have to hit the reset button right here. Now it's dumped in. Wrapped around the boards. Gun to the half wall on the far side for Carter Bovey. Carter tried to make a move. Surrounded by Fond du Lac players. Got some help on the back check right there by Carlson. He spun one into the right wing corner, and he's going to come off on the change. Right now with 9:32 left to go. Dumped in by Fond du Lac. Marlowe's got it. We'll dribble it around the wall and up the ice. And this one's right on Schober. And the Fondi goaltender will hang on to this one and give his team a chance to change it up. Shots 5-2 in favor of Fond du Lac. Still looking for that offensive outburst by Chi High here.
Yeah, just it's a little ho-hum right now. Little ho-hum.
Face off in the Fond du Lac zone. Clean win. Here is Gus Thorpe. Winds and shoots. And that one's smothered by Schobert. Had a good look at it. Wasn't screened off too much. And will drop it in the same spot. Left wing circle. Mason Johnson for the Cards against Spies. And this one glanced into the left wing corner. Fond du Lac tried to carry it out. Forecheck by Chi High. Keeps it in. Comes back to the point on the near side. This one glanced off the wall. Still inside the zone. Fond du Lac now with a clean look. And Hefner will spin and send it off to his defensive partner, Tyson Craig. Back to Hefner. Hefner harassed as he tried to carry it out. Back to Craig on the near wing. In the corner. There's the pick and a shot. Oh, it went in. Yes! Mason Johnson put it into the goaltender. It dribbled over his left shoulder. And MJ has got the goal right here to make it 1-0 on the intercepted, unassisted goal by number 7 right there.
All right, little spark plug.
You bet. .816, time of the goal for the Cards. Mason Johnson picked up his fourth goal of the year. And that'll be his seventh point of the season. And 1-0. MJ with the intercept. with the pick, and the goaltender made the initial save, and then he just kind of rolled up his left shoulder for a one-zip lead for Chi High.
I was about to scream at him because he didn't slide it over.
Exactly.
We had a 2-on-0, and then he scored, so it's okay.
Yeah, we'll give him the green light on that one here. Here is momentum for Fond du Lac. Throws this one in the left-wing corner of the Chi High zone. Cards on the breakout. Andy Johnson tried to carry it across, and then it was sticked away from him. Jumped into the right-wing corner. Marlow goes out, stops it for his D. Cards will cycle it down low and clear it all the way down. And here's an icing call against Chi High. Three sets of Twins here tonight. Two for Chi High. We got the Foils. We got the Fernettes for the Cards. And the Momentums for Fond du Lac. Three sets of Twins. You know how many Twins there are in the NHL? How many sets of Twins? 20.
Really?
20 twins in the...
When'd you Google
that? Sets
that?
Of brothers, I should say. They're not twins. I should say brothers, but we got twins here and brothers tonight. And 20 sets of brothers in the National Hockey League.
That's actually very impressive.
A little trivia here tonight. 7:49 left to go. First period, a 1-0 win, a lead for Chi High. Hoping to make it four wins in a row here tonight with a victory, but only up by one. Here's Fond du Lac. This is Hefner, the senior defenseman, captain on the team. Works it out of the neutral zone. Chi High with the intercept. Banged off the wall. Ahead for Carter Bovey. Carter will stick this one into the left wing corner. Following him up is Carlson. Carter maneuvers out in front, dangles, and nearly put it in behind Schober as he walked through the paint, trying to go backhand on the near post. And the puck is cleared off his stick and off the wall and all the way down into the Chi High zone. Marlow leaves it for his deep. Cards in the midst of a change. We get Drew Bovey out there. Drew comes in, tried to fire a shot. Misfired a little bit on that. Picks up the rebound, left wing corner. Now he's going to drag it up on top. And here is Thorpe. Thorpe hands off to Swobes. Into the right wing corner is Mason Johnson. Johnson's got it. Now back to Swoboda, to Gus Thorpe. Top of the circle, left side. Wrist shot. That one fended off. Blocked out in front. And cleared all the way down by Fond du Lac. Shots now in favor of Chi High. They trailed it 4-1. Now they lead 7-6 in that department. Lead on the scoreboard by a 1-0 count. And the Cards with some mo working up the ice on the near side. Here is Mason Johnson. Cuts across the blue stripe. Johnson bangles out to Swoboda. Back to Thorpe. Thorpe moves in and pulls the trigger on a shot. And the rebound goes in. Big rebound left for Drew Bovey. And he had no problem finding the twine on that one. And it's 2-0 Chi High. There you go. 3 from 6 and 18 on that one. And the Cards up 2-0 on the goal by Drew Bovey. 10:53, the time of that one here in the first. And Drew with his second goal of the season. Assists to Carter Bovey and Gus Thorpe on the initial shot. And it's 2-0 Chi High. And here come the Cards again. Flying right down the slot as Evan Foyles. He juked his way through the D. Made it all the way to the goaltender, but couldn't get past Schober. And the Cards with a 2-0 lead with 5:53 left to go. First period. Face off in the right wheel. In the offensive zone for Chi High. Into the right wing corner. Pushed in there by Evan Foyles. Swoboda steps up. Drops it off the shelf and into the left wing corner. Now this is going to pop out. And Thorpe is bodied as he got to the puck. And Fond du Lac moves in. There's a shot blocked out in front. Thorpe maneuvers his way around the defense. Big hit put on Swobes as he came over. Pardon me, that was Ethan Foyles. He took a hit and went down. And this one now loose behind the goal line in the Fond du Lac zone. And it's going to be cleared all the way down. Icing not going to be waved off. So Marlow helps his team up the ice. Here's a lead pass for Evan Foyles. couldn't quite reach it. Carlson jammed up against the fence on the far side, comes out of the fray with it. It's got the rock right now. And Carlson looking to center one up, will drift off into the left wing corner. Comes back, here's a one-timer by Brett Krista. Made it to the goaltender, he'll stick that one in the left wing corner. Still inside the offensive attacking zone for Chi High. We've got a penalty coming up right now. And this is going to go against the Cards. And I think Carter Bovey is going to sit for two here. Here's the call. 2 minute head contact on Carter Bovey. By the way, I should have mentioned this up top. Our refereeing crew, we've got Andy Cranbuehl and Sean Albright, our referees, and Tyler Miller is our linesman here tonight. 4:40 left to go. Second power play of the night for Fond du Lac. And they've got the puck on the drop in the zone. Here's a giveaway by Fond du Lac, and here come the Cardinals across the line. And a shot right there by Jackson Hoym. Went into the goaltender. Hoym didn't have a whole lot of room to work his magic as he came in, as the defenseman was right with him step by step as he caught up to Jackson. But now the puck cuts across the line and back out to neutral and just outside the Cards' D zone. Here is a hit on Jackson Hoym as he got twisted up. We got a call right here, and I think this one pop out of play. Maybe it did. Yep, no penalty, just the puck. Oh, wait a second. We do have a call on Fond du Lac. We got a trip call here on Fondy. That was almost knee-to-knee here. And a trip on Fondy, so that'll even things up. With players on the ice, it's 4-on-4, 4:07 left to go first period. So minute 27 to serve in Carter Bovey's penalty. So then we'll have a brief power play for Chi High. Here are the Cards, 3-on-3, big sheet ice right now. Drew Bovey's got it. Bovey will drag it along the goal line in the attacking zone. Chi High's got it right here. In the corner is Jackson Hoym. He'll feed Sam Hebert at the point. Back to Hoym. Hoym twists. Now it's over to Evan Foyles, I should say. That's Foyles, not eights. It's nine. And here's a quick one-timer by Drew Bovey as he cut between the hash marks of the wheels. And on the far side, it's going to be Evan Foyles. Foyles spins away from the pressure. Leaves it for Drew Bovey. Back to Foyles on the give and go. Foyles moved into the left post, but no room to work right there. And the Cards still own it. Here is Drew. Drew down low, and a shot taken by Brett Krista. And that one will be eaten by the goaltender, and he'll hang on. 41 to go on the Carter Bovey penalty. 3:21 on the board here in the first, and a 2-0 lead for Chi High on goals by Mason Johnson and Drew Bovey. Stelter Incorporated is a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter, Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. Cards 4-on-4 right now with 3:08 left to go on the board. Here are the first. Cards in the own zone, and a one-timer on net right there, and the save made by Schobert. Face-off will come in the Fond du Lac zone. Got the Cards against the Cards here tonight. It'll be easier tomorrow for us. University School is not the Cardinals.
Yeah, yeah. It'll make life a little bit easier on that.
I thank them for that. Hard for a broadcaster when two teams have got the same name. Here is Gus Thorpe. Thorpe drops the puck off, and it's going to be Drew Bovey. Bovey along the blue line. Tries to juke his way away from the pressure of Fond du Lac. There's Drew. Drew working the backhand up the ice. And now the drop pass for Carter Bovey. Here's Gus Thorpe. Moves in. Thorpe looking for an upper shot. Trying to thread the needle right there. And just barely missed. And it's cleared. Cards on a power play. A very brief one right now for only about a half a minute. Not much time to organize. 2:16 left to go. Here is Swoboda. Swobes hands off for Carter Bovey. Bovey the drop. Here is Krista, or should say Carlson with the shot right there. And Fond du Lac, after that about a half-minute power play, is back to full strength right here. So we're 5-on-5 hockey in the waning minutes of this first period. Under 2 minutes to play here as the puck is dropped around the wall. and comes high in the final lag zone, and now it's chipped out to neutral ice. Here is Ethan Foyles. Foyles stops, looks up the ice, tried to connect with a teammate, but this one is intercepted. And here comes Drake Dianovich for Fond du Lac. Guards work it off the window, up the ice, out to neutral ice with 1:25 left to go first period. Chai Hive trying to keep it inside the blue stripe, but they can't do it, so they come back out to neutral. And here is Evan Foyles wheeling and dealing. Foyles drops it back on the near side for Sam Hebert. And the puck is kicked off the glass and ricochets and hit the rafters above with 1:10 left to go in this first stanza. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and they are proud to support local athletics, including Chai High Hockey. Cards are 4-1. Fondi is 2-2-1. They come out of the Badgerland Conference. And we're back to action. Here are the Cards. Evan Foyles, we can go under a minute to play here in the first. Drop down below the goaltender. Cards looking to connect with somebody out in front. Playing keep away right now. It's along the goal line in the attacking zone for Chai High. And this one's going to kick out of the zone. And Chai High has to get on sides here. 39 seconds left to go in the first period. Brought across the line, coughed up by Fond du Lac. Cards play D to D right here as we go to 30 seconds left in the first period. Puck loose right along the near wall. And it comes to the tape of Connor Klapperich. This one drifts across the line. Chai High is right there. 16 seconds left to go as the puck floats back deep in the Fond du Lac zone. Here's Chai High. Nearly a takeaway. Kicked around in the high slot. Chai High. Oh, the Cards had a chance. That was Jackson Hoym who twisted, tried to gun one as it came right to him. Didn't expect it. And the goaltender made a save. And that will run out the period right there. So we almost got a gift at the end of the period right there. So close. But 2-0. Our score after one here.
Yeah, pretty good first period. It started out maybe just a little bit on the flat side, but, I mean, we're out shooting them 18-7 Scored a couple of goals, so things are starting to look good, and we're starting to look fast and move the puck. The only thing that I could say is, you know, when we're in tight there and you got a buddy back door, you got to move that thing.
Yeah,
I mean, no reason to be selfish. Whether you get an assist or a goal, they're
still
both worth one.
Was the hockey brilliant to do that?
Oh,
they 100%. Didn't give a half a point for an assist.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah. All right. So I'm sure that'll be a little topic of discussion. The neat thing is, going into the coach's office, they work a lot more film than they used to, a lot more video than they used to.
I'm sure they're going to see that. I'm almost like jealous of these
kids. I know. Why didn't they do that when you were coaching?
And the TV in that locker room, have you seen that?
I have not yet.
It's like an 80-inch screen.
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
They can break it down, and I'm sure they're going to talk about some of these things where you got a teammate on your wing and he's wide open.
Yeah, you just got to move it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's not too much criticism, really, for a period. Chai High starting to wheel and deal here and leading by a 2-0 count. Shots again 20-7 after one period. Cards 0-1 on a brief power play, and Fondi is 0-2 on their times of the man advantage. All right, we'll take a break and come back here with more coverage of Chai High Hockey. This is Cards Hockey. WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Chi-High hockey tonight, the Cards against the Fond du Lac Cardinals, and Chi-High leads this one 2-0. First score at 8:16 of the first period, unassisted goal from Mason Johnson, and then at 10:53 of the first, it was Drew Bovee from Carter Bovee and Gus Thorpe. That's where we sit right now. Shots 20-7 in favor of the Cards here after one period. So, you know, it's not an insurmountable lead, but we'll take it. Chi-High with the shot total. And hope you feel like, man, if they can keep this kind of pressure up, keep the barrage going, it's really going to open up.
I think the floodgates are going to open at some point. I mean, I would say at first, probably the first 5 minutes, you know, my keys to the game, the first two, last two. We did not start hot in the first two,
no.
But I think Fond du Lac kind of controlled those early minutes. But after that, it was kind of, it was all the good Cardinals.
The hometown Cardinals for sure.
Yeah, as long as we just kind of keep the foot on the gas a little bit here, keep getting pucks to the net, keep moving pucks up ice. I mean, I think at some point the gates are going to open and we're going to see probably 4 or 5 goals this game.
That would be sweet. Chi-High just barely beating Fond du Lac 3-2 count last year down there. And this year the teams are coming up. We played Fondy and U School down there. And teams are coming up. And, you know, this year and in the last few years, teams from all over the state want to play Chi-High. We've got a top-notch schedule playing Notre Dame. You know, we played Wausau West here recently in the past few years. And these kind of teams want to play the Chi-High Cardinals.
Yeah, it's really cool to see because, you know, for a while there was teams that they wouldn't even give Chi-High the time of day, you know. And we were stuck playing a lot of those small towns, smaller programs. And it's just not great for your development and trying to get into that postseason groove. And the funny thing is, you know, the purpose of the regular season is to prepare you for when the games count,
right?
You know, so playing teams like Fond du Lac, U School, Verona, Notre Dame,
yep,
playing those big schools, whether you win or lose, it's preparing you for when the games actually matter.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was talking to Scott Parker about the development of this team, it isn't a bad thing necessarily to drop a game early if it's against good competition and you play well and you, like you say, you develop off that, right?
Yeah, I think the best thing that could happen to a team, especially a team of this caliber, is lose a tough one early.
Yep.
You know, it humbles you, it makes you think, well, maybe we aren't all that, you know, maybe we aren't that good, you know, where you have to focus on those fine details. Why did we lose? What could we have done better? How are we going to improve upon that? I think those little lessons learned early in the season create strong teams down the stretch, and that's when it really matters. So, like I said, as soon as we lost that game down there, I told the coaches, I'm like, you know what, this is probably the best thing that's ever going to happen
absolutely
to this team this
Edgewood
year.
Edgewood beat us 3-0 after the win over Verona. Yeah, you can get caught up in looking at the newspaper clippings and box scores and eventually rankings and that kind of thing.
Yep.
Doesn't matter at all until you get to mm-hmm. Madison, what the rankings are,
yeah,
and what you do.
No one asks what your record was if you win a state championship.
Exactly. That is for sure. And we're going to play a team tomorrow that was at state last year. They've been to state many, many times. University school out of Milwaukee. So it's great competition. It'd be terrific if we could sweep the weekend here. So far, so good. 2-0 lead for the Cards, the Chi-High Cardinals, over the Fond-du-Lac Cardinals. And we'll take a break, come back just a few minutes away from puck drop to open up the second period. 2-0 Chi-High. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Huss kick out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three.
He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe for the shot. Oh, it went in. Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
A 2-0 lead for the Chi-High Cardinals over the Fond-du-Lac Cardinals here tonight after one period of non-conference hockey. And have more hockey for you tomorrow. University School will make the trip up tomorrow morning. They play tonight. So, yeah, long trip up here from the Milwaukee area, but they're going to do that. And drop of the puck is 12 noon. We're on the air with Cardinal Countdown at 11:40, tomorrow morning. We do have a pregame show about 6:55 for McDonald Max boys basketball tomorrow night on WOGO. And they will be in a tournament over at Stout taking on Colfax. 6:55 is pregame, the scheduled pregame, although for many years it's drift a little bit late of that time because of the tournament action there and of teams going to overtime and that kind of thing. So the Cards with the 2-0 lead here tonight for Scott Parker in his 37th season at the helm of the Cards, a former All-American at UW-Eau Claire. And Ryan Sarazen, the head coach for Fondi, he played college hockey up at Superior, helped the high school there, Jason Colleen's Superior Spartans high school team for a few years behind the bench from Houghton, Michigan. So he knows something about Northland hockey and playing in cold and that kind of thing. So great to meet him and have him up here. And they're in a match here tonight with Chi High, trailing 2-0, shots 20-7 in favor of the Cards so far here. And yeah, a little slow going, but got uncorked here about 8 minutes into the first period.
Yeah, sometimes it just takes a little while.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
gotta
even
wake
if
up.
You're playing at home, you know, not the bus ride or anything, it can take a while to really.
Yeah, and sometimes it's always hard to. You get so used to playing like a Tuesday, Thursday,
yep.
Tuesday,
Fridays
Thursday, and then all of a sudden you have Thursday off, but you're playing Friday.
Right.
So,
yep.
I mean, they're high school kids. It could be anything,
yeah, exactly.
Really.
Exactly. That's right. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. You can stop by or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. That's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Fond du Lac at 2-2-1. Their tie against Bayport, which has got quite an offense. In fact, I noticed, I think, the top two scorers in the state on one team. That's a Bayport team. So they held them to one goal. Wound up tying Bayport last week 1-1. And so they are 2-2-1. They are 2-0. In their Badgerland Conference, which also includes that Nina co-op team, Waupun, Fondi, Fox Cities, Fond du Lac Springs. It made it to the D2 championship game last year. Oshkosh and Appleton United. And up here on the pregame show, we're talking about the BRC, which is a little bit flipped this year with River Falls and Chi High at the top. You got Hudson near the bottom this year in the BRC.
Yeah, River Falls squeaked out a big one against Memorial.
Yeah, that's something. You got a good team. They're really building something over there.
Yeah, they do. They do, and it's based around they have a really good goaltender. You know, and when I watch that game against Chi High, I'm like, this kid is going to have a night where he's going to be on, and that happened against Memorial. It sounds like Memorial had 81 shot attempts.
Jeez.
And scored like two goals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. On fire, huh? All right. Well, so far, Nick Marlowe's only been tested 7 times, and I wouldn't say too many of them are really tough shots that he's faced here, maybe several of them here tonight for the Cards. A lot more pressure put on the junior goaltender for Fond du Lac, Spencer Schobert. And Mick will go to the north end of the barn and move into his goal crease right there. And Schobert roughing up the paint on the south end of this building, getting ready for period number 2. Fond du Lac in the black uniforms with the white and burgundy trim. Chi High in the home white uniforms, home white sweaters, and the black breezers with the red and white trim here on those breezers. So here we go. It's that first line for the Cards. Mason Johnson flanked by Jackson Hoyn and Drew Bobey. Swobes and Thorpe on the blue line. And Fond du Lac will counter with Spies, Mothy, and Umetum. A couple of juniors, Mothy and Spies. Umetum, the right wing, is a sophomore. Hefner and Craig defensively. And we are ready to go. Face off at center ice, and we're underway here in the second. A 2-0 lead for Chi High. Cards win the draw. Pulled back by Thorpe, and that one kicked off a player. Picked off right there by Blake Spies, and he just missed the cage. Thorpe was dragging it back. His pass intercepted, and the Cards with a giveaway in the zone, but it didn't hurt him. Now the puck loose in the Chi High zone. Maybe that's a wake-up call for him early on here, and Thorpe has got it. Will feather one off to his defensive teammate, Swoboda. Comes up to neutralize, and this one is glanced into the Fond du Lac zone. Now backing up is Mason Johnson looking for a shooting lane. That one didn't develop. Ricocheted off a Fondy player. They'll play it on the boards on the near side. Cards with the intercept, and here they are. It's Drew Bobey. Bobey backhands a pass ahead and a shot on net right into the glove of Schober on the far post. He'll hang on just a minute into this first period, and both teams switching up the lines right here. So add another shot of the board, still 2-0 Chi High. And the Jackson LeMay out line out there right now. LeMay will push this one into the right wing corner. Fondy is there first, and it's bombed into the right wing side of the Chi High zone. Now loose, picked up by the Chi High Cardinals. They play it ahead. Here is Krista. Turns, rolls this one into the right wing corner. Coming from right to left now. Along the goal line, inside the attacking zone. And it's up against the fence on the near side. And the Chi High Cardinals have it on sides. Here is Krista. Golfs this one into the right wing corner. Going to be corralled there by Fond du Lac. And they'll work it on the half wall as they try to drag it out of their own zone. It's going to come loose and neutralize, and Carter Bobey will spin and work it up to Carlson. Carlson with a hard shot. That one rung off the post, and it's loose out in front of the goaltender, Schober, and cleared to neutral by Fond du Lac. Coughed up in the zone, and the Cards nearly made it 3-0. Here is Marlowe. Great with the stick. Moves it up the ice, and Andy Johnson's got it right now. Johnson, the drop pass. One-timer right on. Backhand try by Swoboda as he jumped into the play. And that one missed the cage. Cards still have it. Centering pass. Down the slot comes Andy. And his shot ricochets off a stick and up and out of play. Well, the Cards a little slow poop coming into this period again, I think.
It all started with trying to make a pass through the middle of the ice. Yep. And yikes, but we'll get it going. Yep. We'll get it going.
14:41 left to go, second period. Cards still up 2-0. Fond du Lac drags it out of their zone. And this one's going to be cleared all the way down from just outside the Fondy D zone. And that'll be an icing call right here. Little change in the lineup. Andrew Johnson, that looked like he was going to head to the bench. He'll stay out. So Johnson, Foyles, and Jackson Hoym out there right now. Evan Foyles out there right now. So the Foyles brothers and Andrew Johnson offensively for Chi High in the forward line, and the puck back in the Chi High zone. Fond du Lac tries a backhand toward the front of the cage, but that one tipped off a stick and is under Nick Marlowe. Cards on the breakout. A little helter-skelter right now. And finally, Chi High up the ice. We've got a penalty coming up here. And I think this one might be against... Let's see who's going to get the gate here. It looks as if it's going to be Thorpe. He's going to sit for 2 minutes, a cross-check on Gus. So our sophomore defenseman will sit for a couple of minutes here. 14:01 left to go in the second period, and Fondy will have their third power play of the night. They're 0-2. And here is Mason Johnson on the penalty kill unit. Johnson spins and lobs this one off the wall all the way down. So you got Johnson and Jackson Hoym out there for Chi High, along with Sam Hebert and Brett Krista on the kill unit. Chi High so far this season Kill rate at 92.9%. This one tossed into the zone by Fondi. And they chase it down for a moment, then lose it. And it's going to be cleared all the way down for Chi High. Here's Evan Foyles now out in the ice. Foyles and Drew, along with Sam Hebert and Brett Krista, the kill unit right now. 1:13 left to go. The power play for Fond du Lac. Here they are up the ice. They move it to the blue line. It's picked and set back out again. Fond du Lac had a whole crowd inside the zone, so they got a touch up. Fond du Lac into the zone. Looked like another offsides. It is late call. That gives Chi High the rock, and they'll throw it all the way down here. 52 seconds left to go in the power play for Fond du Lac. Clock ticking at 12:48 left to go in the period. Here is Blake Spies. Spies drags it in the right wing corner. Cards set up in their box. Now they'll work it below the goaltender. Up on top for Hefner, the defenseman. One-timer on net. And the save made right there by Marlowe. Cards rip it off the wall and up and out to neutral ice with 23 seconds left to go. Here is Stewart for Fond du Lac. Comes up to the blue line. Goes rake wide for a pass. That one picked off the glove of Marlowe. Hard shot. Goaltender dropped it down. Left it for his D. And it's cleared all the way down. That'll just about do it for the power play for Fond du Lac. They're down to 2 seconds. 1 second. And that's it. So Fond du Lac 0-3 on the man advantage. Chi High attacking right now. Coming off the shorthanded situation. But an offsides call right here with 11:53 left to go. Or do we have a penalty? No, we got another penalty call.
Too many
here.
Men.
Oh, my goodness. Too many men. Somebody got on the ice, wasn't supposed to be on that unit. So we're going to go right back to the kill here. That's one of those unforced errors here.
Right? Yeah.
So Fondi is going to have their fifth power play chance of the night right here. And the Cards going to have to fend them off. Boy, you give them a goal right here, Hoop, and they've cut the lead in half. Scrum right along the half wall in the Chi High zone. Here's Stewart for Fond du Lac. Back to Craig, the defenseman. Steps up a few feet inside the zone. Leaves it for Stewart. That one's picked as he was bumped off the puck. Hit hard into the wall. And a lead breakout pass for Jackson Hoym. Tracked down, but was bodied off the puck by the Fond du Lac defenseman, and he'll retreat as the Cards go back to neutral ice here and reload. Here is Fond du Lac. They work it off the fence in the far side. Cards intercept, and it's back out to neutral ice. Fond du Lac steps into the zone. And here is Drake Dijanovic. Came in, bodied off the puck, and it's going to be dumped all the way down with 1:05 left to go on the power play. 10:55 remaining in the second period here with Chi High up by a deuce. Loose in the center circle. Gathered in by Fond du Lac. Here is Blake Spies, kind of the quarterback on this power play. Spies will leave it ahead for Aiden Hefner. Hefner, one of the captains on this team, moves to the blue line. Now Mothy has got it. Mothy dangles, side of the right wing circle. Mothy harassed by Gus Thorpe. And Thorpe just takes it right away. Hands off to Drew Bowlby. Drew comes in. Cards looking for a shorty. Here is Drew, the one-timer. Oh, the net is empty on the near side. And pumped in right there by Evan Foyles. A shorty for Chi High, and we lead it 3-0. Evan Foyles with the goal. Bowlby the assist. Here in the second. Maybe we should just give them the power play the whole night. I mean,
seriously,
it seems like we just play so much better. And we're more focused on the kill here. Oh, man. Time of that goal was 6 minutes and 46 seconds into the second period. And number nine picks it up. For Chi High here, Evan Foyles having just a tremendous year. Picks up his 7th goal of the season. His 9th point of the year. And the assist going to Drew Bowlby. Drew's got his second point of the night. Has a goal and an assist here tonight. So Drew on the season with 6 points. And Chi High with a 3-0 lead as time runs out in the Fond du Lac power play. Cards on the breakout. The puck loose out in neutral. Handed ahead here for Carter Bowlby. Carter tried to dance around the defenseman for Fond du Lac and paid the price with a two-fister right there. 9:30 left to go here in the second period. Chi High up by a 3-0 count. And the faceoff is to the stick side of goaltender Spencer Schobert. Dragged back to neutral ice, through neutral ice by Fond du Lac and right on. So Marlowe's going to leave it for his D. Cards get back in time. Now they work the break on the near side. Up out to neutral ice, and here's Ethan Foyles. Foyles moves in, turns back, tried to drop it back, then lost the puck in the Cards after reload out at neutral. Here's a rink-wide pass for Andy Johnson into the right-wing corner. Evan Foyles had it for a moment. It was stripped off his stick, and here comes Drake Drianovic for Fond du Lac. Turns it into the left-wing corner. Chi High on the break on the near side. Can't go tape to tape. Loose out in front. And Marlowe plays this one into the corner and just touched one of the posts and dislodged the net. So we'll stop play right here with 8:43 left to go in the second period. And again, whoop, it looks like things are starting to pick up.
8 minute mark.
Yeah. So the faceoff will be in the Chi High zone. Left wing circle for Mason Johnson. Johnson doesn't win this one. Clean win for Fond du Lac. And a one-timer by Moffy right into our goaltender. That one's going to be eaten up by Marlowe. We'll do it right again. Same dot, same spot. Again a win for Fond du Lac. And a one-timer on net. Marlowe's taken, absorbed some shots right here from Fond du Lac. He's kept the wall up. 8:36 left to go in the period. Face off, same spot. Here we go. Cards cough it up again on the draw. Loose now in the corner. It's going to be picked up by Chi High. Mason Johnson wheeling and dealing up the ice. Moves it on the near wing into the finding zone. Chi High trying to set up shop right there. Here's Bowlby. Drop down low for Thorpe. Back to Bowlby on the give and go. And he wheels and deals right through the right wing circle. Watches a wrister on Schober. And the junior goaltender will stop that one and hang on right here with 8:15 left to go in the second period. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold, remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Service Master. There's action back in the Chi High zone. Cards cut it off and work it up the ice. And across the line, here they come. Jackson LeMay with some energy moves into the zone. Cards have it. Centering pass right there from the wall for LeMay, cutting to the hole, but they couldn't connect. And here's Clapperbach for Fond du Lac. The one-timer through some traffic. Marlowe had to fight that one off, and it comes loose out to neutral. Scramble for it right there. And Clapperich is back for Fond du Lac. Here is Chi High. They work a D-to-D behind their goaltender. Now it comes out. Carlson will stretch it back and open up some ice. And Chi High throws it in the zone here with 7:15 left to go in the period. Shots 27-13 in favor of the Chi High Cardinals. Here is Evan Foyles. Already has a goal here tonight, looking for another one. Pulled the trigger on a shot. That one didn't make it through. Chi High back to the point. Now they work it down low on the far side. Matt Frenette is out there for Chi High. Matt had a big night in the JV team. He, I think, had all four goals for the JV team. Beat Fondy 4-1. So Fournette gets a shift out there. One-timer on net. Thumped out by Schober. And clear to neutral by Fond du Lac. Here is Gus Thorpe. Heads back to his own zone. Now he moves in through neutral, into the zone, then tripped up as he got to the bottom of the wheel on the far side. And Fond du Lac is going to bring it out. Swoboda gets back there first and throws it cross ice for Jackson Hoy. Now here come the Cardinals. Lead pass for Evan Foyles. He moves in on the give and go for Hoy. And the give and go broke down as they came in. And the puck will drift back to neutral ice right here. 6:07 left to go. Things heating up. Bodies flying around right now. So some big hits out there as the rock goes back in the Chi-High zone. We got a trip call right now coming up on Fond du Lac. And that one looked knee-to-knee to me. And that was Jackson Hoym who went down hard. And we got a call right here. And Hoym is going to slowly skate to the bench. We got knee to knee right here, and that's a 5-minute major. And Hoym is definitely going to have to sit here hoop for a while. To kind of you've played hockey enough.
Yeah, that's painful. A tough one. That's a painful one. I think he'll be okay. He's a tough kid. But here's a great opportunity to get our power play going, get those stats up.
You bet. Five minute major
so score as many as you'd want.
You bet.
As many as you want.
Yeah.
Open season.
Yep. And the only power play, Cards are 0-for-1 in the power play. It was only about 30 seconds, so we're getting the full Monty right here, the 5-minute major. As Fond du Lac drags down Brett Carlson, but no call right there. And they get it back to Swoboda. Steps in to the zone. And that one ricocheted off the skate of Ethan Foyles. Got another penalty coming up here on Fond du Lac. A delayed call right here. Marlowe's out. They add the extra attacker and Chi-High controls. Now top of the circle on the far side. Over for Mason Johnson. To the point. Swoboda twists and launches one in. That one will be deflected out of play. And we got a penalty right here on Fond du Lac as Blake Spies will sit. We got another 5-minute major right here. Hoop.
Wow.
On Spies, head contact.
I've seen some crazy stuff this year. Didn't in the River Falls game, I think we had 10 kids in the box at one time.
Yeah.
And I've never seen two 5-minute majors.
It was the first time that DoorDash is delivered to a penalty box. The penalty boxes, because there were more people in the penalty box. They were ordering takeout food. It was weird.
That's great. Never seen that before.
They took off both teams and then some.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Here we go. 5-on-3. Hoop for 4.5 minutes. Chi-High and a quick shot on net. Save made by Schober. And that one swept out of harm's way by Fond du Lac. So you see 5-on-3s, not too many 4+ 5-on-3s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've seen a lot of weird stuff this year.
Let's fill the net. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson, low side of the circle. Goes cross ice now for Drew. Drew to Thorpe, to Mason. Mason dangles over to Drew cross ice. And they just need to maybe throw some rubber on the net. Here is Thorpe, a one-timer. That one fought off by the goaltender. Chi-High still controls. 5-on-3, and winding up is Jackson Hoym. So Hoym back out there after the knee-on-knee. And here is Thorpe, high slot over on the right side for Mason Johnson, and it just went wide. Cards control the zone, 5-on-3. Here's Drew to Thorpe, turns, rips one. That one wide, came off the backboards, and Johnson's got it. He'll trade places with Thorpe. Now Gus, wheels and deals, moves in. Quick wrist shot. That one fought off by the goaltender. Thorpe still has it. Chi-High works it down low. Over to Johnson. One-timer on net. Scooped up the rebound, but it was Jackson Hoym who couldn't put it on his forehand. And it comes back to Thorpe. Tees one up. That one went over the crossbar. And it's back to the slot area for Thorpe. Thorpe moved in, had it blocked, and that's cleared back to neutral ice. 2 minutes and 51 seconds still to go in the 5-on-3. Cards need one right here. Let's not take advantage of this long five-on-three, and Bovey drags it into the attacking zone right here. 2:35 left to go in the first penalty. Here's Swobes. Cards get Sam Hebert out there right now, and he touches the rock. Here, and it goes! one had some eyes right there, huh? Hebert, the 5-on-3, and the Cards needed 4-0 right here with 3:22. The assist going to Caden Swoboda. 5 from 22 right there in the second. A power play goal, and we're off the schneid, man.
Hebert almost looked confused that it went in.
Yeah.
If you want to meet a goofball, that's your kid.
Okay.
Just a dork, but man. Great shot. Feels good to get the power play monkey off the back.
13:38, the time of that one. Hebert with the goal. And Cards have their first power play goal of the season. Almost six games into the season. And maybe that'll kind of open things up for Chi High. So it's 4-0, second goal of the period. Power play goal for Sam Hebert. And Sam picks up a point here, his third of the season, his first goal. Chi High still on the attack with a minute 49 left to go on the power play as Brett Carlson flying down the slot. Just almost hit the right post. But that one fought off by the goaltender. Comes around back to the point. Here's Hebert, just scored. Over to Carlson, to Drew Bovee. Bovee high in the slot right here. Over on the right side for Hebert to Bovee. And he pulls the trigger on a shot. And Schober makes the save right there. 1:17 left to go on the 5-on-3. Here is another shot. That one went wide.
6-on-3.
6-on-3, yep. 6, we have a delayed call here. Yeah, delayed call, you're right. Goaltender's out. 6-on-3 right here. Cards need to score. Here is Thorpe. Moves in, shoots, and Schober with the save. And a whistle stops play right here. We have an interference call as Bonilac finally touched the puck and the delayed call made. So Chi High will go with 5-on-3 here, and that player will sit. It'll still be 5-on-3, but we'll continue a long extended 5-on-3. Coming off this penalty right here. Minute 52 left to go in the period, and scorekeeper's nightmare right here with back-to-back-to-back penalties. So 5-on-3, we've only scored one goal on a 5-on-3. It's been almost 5 minutes here, but still some time on that. Here's Thorpe. Thorpe slowly moves in, eyes it up. Gus over to Bovee. Bovee hands off to Mason Johnson. Bottom circle, right wing circle. Here's Thorpe, and bounces one off the goaltender looking for a ricochet. And here's Evan Foyles. Down to minute 30 left to go in the period. Here is Bovee. Hands off, drops for Thorpe, one-timer. That one threaded through some traffic, got to the goaltender. Schober makes the save, and it's cleared by Fond du Lac. Ticking down to 1:15 left to go in the period. Here is Thorpe, skates up to the attacking zone, steps in, and hands off for Evan Foyles. Foyles over to Bobby, shoots underneath the arm, and it goes in. Drew with the goal to make it 5-0. On the power play here in the second. Drew Bovee will get the goal. That's his third point of the night, his second goal. And the assist going to Evan Foyles. That'll be his second point of the night. A power play goal here in the second. And the time of that one was 15:55 of the second period. Power play goal for Chi High, and all of a sudden, you know, we couldn't find the back of the net on the man advantage all season. Now we've got two in one period.
Found it a couple times.
Doesn't hurt, though, to go from 5-on-4 to 5-on-3 when you're playing 5-on-3 and at times on the delayed call 6-on-3.
Oh, yeah.
That adds, doesn't it? That makes it a little more appetizing on the scoring punch there on the power play. Card still on the man advantage for another half a minute here in the period. Thrown in on Schober. And he'll swallow that one up with 52.6 seconds left to go. Chi High with two in the first and three here in the second. 52.6 on the game clock. And there should be an additional penalty up on the board here on that last call, because I'm not sure. Got to sort this one out here a little bit, because they had put three guys in the box, so there was a delayed call or an additional penalty that was going to be put on the board for Fond du Lac. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. You can visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Face off in the Fond du Lac zone. Cards on the attack of the power play to Sam Hebert. Over to Swoboda on the near side. Swobes gets it. Plays catch down low. Swoboda moves in. Fires a shot. 34 seconds to go in the period. And that one's gobbled up by Carlson. And it's kept inside the zone. Nice keep there by Sam Hebert as Fond du Lac let a guy loose from the penalty box here. Still a minute 24 to go on the man advantage. Moving in, off the wall, trying to wrap around try there is Carlson. And the goaltender saw him coming, so hugs the post. Chai Hai still has it. Here is Swobes with a one-timer, snatched out of the air by Schober. And he'll hang on with 5.6 seconds left to go in the period. So Chai Hai will carry this power play over into the third with 5.6 seconds left to go, unless they score here late in the period. Shots 41-13 in favor of the home team. Down to 2 seconds. Here's a one-timer from Thorpe, and that one made it to that through. That one would have counted. Goaltender made the stop on the butterfly. And now a little discussion out in front of the Fond du Lac tender here, Spencer Schobert, and both teams will go to their corners and come out in the third. So a 5-0 lead for Chai Hai as the Cards had an extended ultra long power play, 5-on-3, with a couple of 5-minute major calls on Fond du Lac, and then another call added to it. So they just rotated guys into the penalty box here.
Yeah,
for
I've
a
never
long
seen
time of the period.
I've never seen such a long 5-on-3.
Yeah, me either.
That was crazy.
No, it just kept coming and coming. Yeah. It's the season of giving.
Yeah.
That's what Fond du Lac tried to do here.
Hey, Christmas spirit.
The gift that keeps on giving, right, yeah. Eddie?
Yeah. It was really good, though, to see us capitalize on it. I was getting nervous there when we started getting into like that two-minute range. I'm like, are
me
we
too.
Seriously not going to score a single
five on
goal?
Three.
With four minutes.
Close to 4 minutes in, or three and a
50
half.
50 seconds of 5-on-3.
I know.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Me too. I mean, you know, as a player, that's almost worse than having the 5-on-3 is not scoring on the 5-on-3, especially if it's a 5-minute major.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, because usually 5-on-3, I mean, usually when 5-on-3, you're maybe getting like 30, 45 seconds.
Yep.
You know, where to get four plus minutes of it, like,
that's
you should capitalize a couple.
Absolutely. Yeah, you bet. So they got some momentum now, heading into the third with a 5-0 lead. One more will give them running time here tonight. Chai Hai on the power play is 2-for-3 here tonight. Came in at 0% on the power play. It's going to take a few more power play goals, I think, to really get that stat up there a little
bit. It's going to take a few.
But I like where we're going with this, and maybe, you know, sometimes the team just has to kind of open the floodgates, so to speak.
Yeah, and sometimes I think, too, with your power play when it's struggling, you just need you score a couple power play goals, and it's just confidence.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You start trusting in the process.
Exactly.
You know, you start seeing the fruits of your labor a little bit. And, you know, I mean, what do they say? 95% of sports is all confidence-based,
right,
and in your
mental
head. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. All right, so looking bright here for Chai Hai with a 5-0 lead over Fond du Lac here tonight, with a game scheduled for tomorrow against University School. We'll be on the air at 11:40, Cardinal Countdown pregame show tomorrow morning. And then high school buckets tomorrow night. The McDonald Max boys team on the road at Stout in a tournament against Colfax. 6:55 is the scheduled pregame show, but don't be surprised if that's delayed by, could be up to half an hour or so from that, as tournament over a whole day, it just kind of builds up in time. All right, here at home, we're leading 5-0. Shots 42-13 in favor of the good guys, and we will continue. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Chai up 5-0 as we head towards the third here tonight. Chase Hoopel, Greg Stewart here at the booth inside the Chippewa Ice Arena. And Super Sam Aberle back at our WOGO studios. More high school hockey tomorrow. U School out of Milwaukee will be up here for a 12 noon puck drop. 11:40 a.m. is our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, so we'll bring brunch up here for Hoop and make sure you're fed tomorrow.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. U School, we're just talking about the logistics of that. For a 12 noon, you got a 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. JV game. I mean, they're going to have to get up at 4 in the morning or 5, leave at 5 in the morning or something like that.
Are they at home tonight?
I believe they are.
I was going to say that would be tough, too, if you're going away game, bus home, get home late, wake up early, bus.
If it isn't home, it's pretty close to home, I think, for U School. Let me see if I've got that info here. I thought I had their stat sheet here. Maybe I don't, because they're playing tonight. No, I didn't bring that along, because they're playing tonight. There'll be one more game added to that for our broadcast tomorrow, so I didn't bring along, but I think it's fairly close to home in that Milwaukee area. Chai High looking for the sweep here. JV team won 4-1, And varsity's up 5-0 here as we head towards the third period. Well, if it's time, you walk into that bathroom in the morning, you look at it and say, maybe it's time to call Ruzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. You can treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Ruzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707, or check it out at Ruzgala.com. That's Ruzgala.com. Chi High looking for their fifth victory of the year and their fourth in a row here tonight against Fond du Lac, and have this one just about under control. One more probably seals the deal for sure, but looking good right now at 5-0 heading to the third stanza. We will take a break and come back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Chafee driving, now puts it up left hand, got it, and a foul. How about that from Sarah Chafee?
Wow.
Husky out, Aiden Misfeld straight on for three. He got another one. Aiden Misfeld with a big hit from downtown.
Thorpe with a shot. Oh, it went in.
Thorpe with a quick wrist shot.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
All right. Yep.
Greg and Chase up here at the booth. Chi High up 5-0 over Fond du Lac with a game tomorrow afternoon. Quick turnaround for the Cards. Quicker turnaround for University School. We found out they're playing at Middleton here, which is a burb of Madison, tonight. So they're going to travel over to Madtown, come back to Milwaukee area, and then head out for the game here tomorrow at noon. And Fond du Lac will play tomorrow afternoon back here against Eau Claire North here at the Chippewa Ice Arena right after our game.
They're playing North here?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. It's strange.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming that they couldn't find ice time at Hobbs.
Yeah, probably not.
That's why. But Fond du Lac has a game schedule for North, the Huskies, right after us.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to travel this far, you might as well just play an overnight.
Yeah, that's what they said. If you want to play other team, DRC is good teams.
Yep.
You know, this conference is well-respected around the state.
I think it's really starting to get – well, especially, like, even at the D2
Hudson,
level, we had
two
Big Rivers teams at the state tournament last year.
Yep.
You know, so it's
and
hard not to respect this conference.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good. And Chi-High adding to the respect level with some important wins this year, and team that looks pretty good and looking for a fifth win of the year, fourth straight here against Fondi with a 5-0 lead. One more, we go to RT. Running time here tonight. We'll take that. Shots 42-13. Chi-High trailed in the shot department early on. In through the middle of the first period, but then they poured it on and just dominating in that department too, 42-13. And Schober, I think, is going to stay out there. We'll see if head coach Ryan Sarazen pulls his goaltender, gives him a rest here with a 5-0 deficit. Number 33. Now he's going to stay out there. And Marlowe for Chi-High. Mick Marlowe, the senior kid, came in from Minnesota, has played very well for Chi-High. So they've got it. They got goaltending, good D. Lots of scoring potential, offense that could heat it up, and this team's starting to put things together.
Lots to love about this crew.
You bet. 17 up on the board here in the third, and we are ready to go. There's a drop. Chi-High owns it in the third period coming up, and this is Thorpe. Still a power play for Chi-High for another 55 seconds, and the puck is inside the zone. Here is Drew. Drew over on the near side now for Foyles. Evans got it. Hands off to Thorpe. Struggled a little bit. Now picks it up. Over to Drew Bovey. To Mason Johnson. High slot to Drew. Top of the wheel on the far side. Thorpe. Thorpe's over to Johnson.
That's
a one-timer. And
what
that one
shot.
Finds a back of the net. Yeah, like you said, what a shot. Mason Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That was smoke right there.
Yeah, that was Alexander Ovechkin-esque.
Yeah, just bent down and twisted that stick. So Bobby gets an assist. Thorpe gets an assist. Is that did the power play that run out, or was that still on the power play?
That was on the power play.
Okay.
That's another power play goal. 5-on-4.
Third power play goal of the night. And that was a less than a minute into the third period. We'll say about 40 seconds into the third. And we go to running time now with a 6-0 lead. So Mason Johnson with the goal. 30 seconds, they're going to say, into the period, 30 seconds. And assisted Thorpe and Drew Bovey. So a second goal tonight for Mason. And power play goalie, and a body player is down, bodied a little bit, and down on his knees right here. And 15:53 left to go, and now he's up, and he's going to skate off. That's Mothy, the junior. And the trainer gets some help to the bench. So a 6-0 lead. Man, we talked about, you know, first thing I said to Scott Parker and Austin Taylor was, what about this power play? How can we get it uncorked? And we did tonight.
Figured it out.
They did. Three goals. And here we go. 6-0 lead for Chi-High. Banked off the wall by Hebert into the zone. Just a minute and a half into this third period. Swept around the boards. Going to come from right to left. Cards push it in. A forecheck right there. Brett Krista took a hard body blow in the corner, and this one banks off the wall, but held inside the blue stripe by Hebert. And the puck comes on the near wing on the breakout for Fond du Lac, and this should be an icing call, and it is, but the clock will continue to roll here in the third period. A 6-0 lead for Chi High. Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire and Lake Alley anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Cards! Chi High Cards, that is, from Nicolet Bank. Playing the Fond du Lac Cardinals. Hard wrap by Fondi. It's going to come all the way down. There's another icing call. So we're just kind of playing keep away here. Working the clock in the third period.
We'll take whistles.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Do you ice it as much as you want, Fondi? We'll take that in a 6-0 lead for Chi High with faceoff to the glove side of Schober, the Fondi goaltender. And they have to reset on the faceoff right here as Mason Johnson gets tossed. Bobby comes in. There's the drop. Cards control. Back to Thorpe. Thorpe cups that one. Now fires a wrist shot. That ricochets hard off the wall. Cards work it to Thorpe, but it was past his stick. So they have to retreat back to neutral ice and get on sides. Passed into the zone. Here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym cross ice for Thorpe now. The drop for Hoym to Swobes. They go cross ice here for Mason Johnson. Johnson's got it. Pestered as he came on the goal line, and Bovey helps him out. Drew's got it right here, but he was pushed up against the fence on the far side. It comes loose to the point. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe had it covered, so he goes cross ice, finds an opening, and the puck pinned up against the wall behind Schober. It comes loose, and the Cards regather. Here is Mason Johnson. Cards go D to D. Here's Thorpe. Turns. Rips one. That one went wide. Goaltender didn't know where it was, and it's going to come all the way down. And an icing call right here. We'll continue to roll that timepiece down with 13:15 left to go in the ball game. Looking good right now. And it looks as if we might have a goalie change here. I see Marlowe skating. Or is he going to get a bottle? Oh, just get some equipment stuff or bottle or something, water bottle. 12:55 left to go here in the third period. Face off in the Fondi zone. Scramble for it right there. Cards back checking, come up with the puck, and this one ricochets off a stick and scales out of play with 12:40 left to go as we count it down here on WOGO. More hockey tomorrow against U School of Milwaukee. 11:40 a.m. is our pregame show, our Cardinal Countdown show. Drop of the puck at high noon right here at the old rink. And then high school buckets tomorrow night. McDonald Max boys in action in a tournament over at UW Stout. They play Colfax. 6:55 is the scheduled pregame show, but usually they run a little late over there, so we'll see. Here is Brett Krista. Took a hard shoulder into the glass, but launched the pass into the zone. Comes back to Brett. Had to readjust his hat after that hit. And this one is thrown all the way down the ice and gathered in there by a Fondi player. That's Eli Stewart. But Stewart was ridden right off the puck on the check. This one comes back to the point. And the breakout pass is knocked down on the glove side by Fond du Lac. And here is Carlson for Chi High with 11:35 left to go. Tosses it up the ice, and this should be an icing call, and there is the whistle. 11:25 running time here in the third with the Cards. They got two in the first period, four more in the second, including three power play goals. Chi High 3-for-4 on the power play here tonight. And Cards have just been all over it. 44-13, the shots in favor of the home team. And here we go, the breakout pass for Ethan Foyles. Foyles moves in, lost the rock and picked up now by Fond du Lac, and they'll clear this out to center ice. Here is Thorpe, rolls back, looks up the ice. Far side for Ethan Foyles. Foyles tipped it off his lumber and picked up now by Evan Foyles. Foyles has got it, Evan's got it on the half wall. Foyles backs up, top of the circle. On the wide side, it was stripped, and Fond du Lac clears out to center ice. So for Fondi, Nick Oberner, is in there. Obernader, I should say. And some guys getting some shifts for Fond du Lac as this one is dumped in on the goaltender. And Schrober will hold on to that. And just wonder, Hoop, how long Scott Parker will stay with his number one line and maybe pull them early in this third period, you think?
I would say if we get to seven. I think seven's the magic number.
This one wrapped around the board is going to come all the way out from the Fondy zone, defensive zone, and the Cards set up shop at their end of the ice, south end of the barn. Here they come on that first line. Mason Johnson races across the line, pulls it back in a one-timer over the crossbar, ricochets hard off the glass, comes all the way back out. Here is Dianovich. He's one of the main men out there for Fond du Lac. This one scooped up and dumped into the Chi-High zone with 9:29 left to go. Marlowe leaves it for his D. Cards on the breakout on the near wing. And it is Mason Johnson. Johnson looking for another one. Pulls it back. Oh, he hit a man on the doorstep. Bobby Drew was on the backside. What a beautiful pass. As Mason dragged it back.
That's a hat trick.
Ice, and there is Bobby. You bet. Drew with a goal. The helper from Mason right there. Even strength. And it is 7-0. Beautiful goal right there. From number 7 to number 3. 7:15, time of the goal here in the third. And make that 7:53 here in the third. 3 from 7 on that one. Hat trick for number 3 here. Got one in the first, got one in the second, and one in the third. And so he's celebrated in every period with 9:09 left to go here in the third period. Running time for Chi-High with a 7-0 lead. And the goal. Is that, did I hear Nick Marlowe got an assist on that too?
Yeah, I thought I heard that too.
Wow. The goaltender gets an assist. We'll have to check that with our scorekeeper here. Is that right? Mick Marlowe got an assist. Well, he's great with the lumber. He can really lead a team out. And so the goaltender got an assist. He's on the board in the scoring department. Mason Johnson, the other assist. And the goal by Drew Bovey makes it 7-0. We'll recap things in the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap. We'll have the post-glass and mirror post-game show ahead and catch up with Scott Parker, get his thoughts about this one ahead of the quick turnaround for tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. Well, I guess high noon is when the game starts. We'll be on the air at 11:40 tomorrow morning with Cardinal Countdown. A little preview of that game with U School. Chi-High in the breakout right here. And it's loose out at neutral ice. 8:02 left to go in this one. 7-0 lead for the Cards. And here they are out to center ice. It's Evan Foyles, goes cross ice. That one was picked, and Chi-High hits the reset button right here in an icing call against the Cards with 7:44 left to go as we're in running time here in this third period. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Face off in the Card zone as we take it under 8 minutes to play here in the third period. Nearly at 7 minutes to play. Peeled off the wall by Mason Johnson. Looks up the ice. Gets Gus Thorpe flying to the zone. And this one is cycled around the boards, and Chi-High on the attack again. Bobby looking for a fourth goal. Tried the wraparound try. Here is Thorpe. Thorpe hands off left side. And a quick one-timer there by Johnson is swallowed up by the goaltender, and he'll hang on with 6:53 left to go, third period. Well, now, Hoop, I'm wondering about, you know, tomorrow, quick turnaround for Chi-High. Is there kind of a hangover from a pretty easy win here tonight?
With this group, I really don't think so. Okay. I think the mindset of this group is pretty good. And it just seems like we had a good crew of hockey players. So I don't think there'll be too much of a big win hangover.
Okay, here we are back to action in the third. 6:24 and counting left to go in the final period here as it's cleared up but out over the bench area and out of play by Fondi. 6:12 and counting. Been in running time since early here in the third period. 5-0 after two, and some quick goals here in the third. And we are at 7-0 right now for Chi High. And the Cards on the attack again. On the far wall is Carter Bovey in the O zone. Under six to play in the period. On the forecheck is Sam Hebert, right wing corner, and this one's going to slide out for Britton Belonge, his first shift here tonight. As he loses the puck, Marlowe goes over, keeps the shutout intact, makes the save on a Fondi shot, and this one loose at neutral ice. Player was in the zone. It should have been an offsides call right there. Here's a trip call, but nobody's raising a hand out there. Chi High player was tripped up. Belonge was tripped up, but not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And so 5:11 left to go as the puck is launched out of the rink. And we'll have to face off in the Chi High zone. 5:03 and counting here in the third. Clean win for Fondi. They get it back to the point. One timer wide of the cage. Hauled off the wall by the Cards. And here comes Andrew Johnson. Johnson cuts across the blue line, follows the puck into the right wing corner, and will carry it from right to left. Johnson's got it. Now they work it back to the point. Here is Swobes. His shot goes wide. Evan Foyles in the near cup, and that one came off the post. You could hear it ring off steel right there, but no goal for Chi High. The ping of the puck coming hard off one of the posts. Fondi's got it. They'll send one in wide of the net in the Chi High zone. Down to 4:12 left to go in the game. Cards on the breakout. They nearly coughed it up. And now the puck is dropped in front of Marlowe and scooped up by Thorpe as he came in front of his goaltender with 4 minutes exactly left to go here in the third period. Puck loose in behind Schober, the Fondelac goaltender, left wing corner. Now here is Connor Klapperich for Fondelac, and he'll just throw it down the ice, and that will be an icy call here with Fondi with 3:40 and counting left to go in the third period. We'll recap as best we can on the postgame show. Lots of goals, lots of points for people here tonight with a 7-0 lead for Chi High. And our Holly Bobie stats report, names you know, stats recap for you on the postgame show. Face off to the stick side of Schobert. In net for Fond du Lac. This one set on the shelf by Chi High by Hebert, and it's loose in behind the goaltender. Scrambling for it's Jackson LeMay. LeMay finds it on the wall on the far side over for Brett Carlson. Tries a backhand centering pass that was cut off by Fondi but not cleared. Back to the point. One-timer there by Brett Krista. And this one's going to pop back off the ricochet all the way back to the Chi High zone as we tick it down under 3 minutes to play here. Out of neutral ice, Fondi threw it in. Had a man inside the zone. There's the delayed call. Now they get back, touch up on sides, and Chi High will send it into the zone, and icing's going to be waved off right here. 2:30 left to go in this one. 7-0 lead for Chi High. Fondi trying to break out in the far wing corner. Racing for it is Spies, but he can't control, and it's loose on the half wall and now picked up by Umentum for Fond du Lac, and he'll hand off for Dianovich as he came screaming into the zone, but they can't manufacture anything right there, and Fondi will throw it into the zone, and that's an icing call right here with 2:05 left to go, and this one is mercifully ticking down for us here with a 7-0 lead for Chi High, as Zachary Black will get a shift here for the Cards. Zach Mr. Black, Tooth. I love that name. Frenette also out there, Matt Frenette. I think this
and
is his second shift.
Base.
Base also played JV, now getting a shift here for the varsity team with 1:38 left to go. And this one ricochets off Zach Black's stick and into the zone and cleared all the way down for Fondi. 1:20 left to go in this one as the Cards gather it up behind their own goaltend. 49-14, the shots in favor of Chi Hyde. Now you just don't want to give up a goal for your tender who's got the shutout going. This one thrown ahead for Black, and he'll scoop it up and throw it in as we go down just about to a minute left in this one. And a 7-0 lead for Chi Hyde. Bounces off the near wall. Fondi on the breakout. Here is Spies as he comes in. And Black cut it off and then paid the price. And Chi Hyde able to throw it down the ice and not deep enough for icing here with 48 seconds left to go in the game. Fondelec deep in their own zone, goes cross ice, and this one is tossed to the Chi Hyde zone. Thorpe back out there for the Cards on a defensive shift. Turns, tosses it ahead for Evan Foyles. Foyles walks over the line. Johnson on and trailing him. They get it over to Ethan from Evan Foyles. Ethan flying down the slot but couldn't connect with 20 seconds left to go. Back to the Chi Hyde zone. They move it in. Here is Ethan Foyles. Foyles throws it back to the goaltender. And Schober with the save. And that'll do it as time ticks down. They're not have time for another faceoff. And this one is going to end 7-0 in favor of the Cards. 50-14. The shots in this one. And the Cards sweep the evening, beating Fondi in the JV game 4-1 and 7-0 here. And this has kind of been the pattern. Even in the loss to Edgewood, we have outshot every team this year. And again, 50-14. The shots and Chi Hyde just overwhelmed Fond du Lac tonight.
Yeah, overall, really, really good game overall. I mean, what? How much bad can there be in a 7-0 win where you have 50 shots on net? So, I mean, you know, like one of my favorite things about this team is we're a very deep team. All three lines can score. Both sets of D are really strong. So we're a very, very strong team overall. A lot of offensive power on this team, so, and you can definitely tell, like, we're starting to play our systems really well. We're starting to understand where to be on the ice. We're communicating a little bit better. So, I mean, I think this is probably one of the best Chi Hyde teams.
Yeah, I agree. They're fun I've to seen. Watch. They are about as complete a Chi Hyde team as we've seen in a long time. And beating Fond du Lac, so they win four straight. They go to 5-1 on the year. And Fondi falls to 2-3-1 on the season. Well, stay tuned. We'll have our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And we'll send Hoop downstairs and catch up with Scott Parker on our post-game show as well. Final again, 7-0 in favor of Chi Hyde over Fond du Lac. And we will be back on the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. So stay tuned. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chi High wins this one 7-0 on home ice against Fond du Lac. Two in the first, three more in the second, and two in the third. And finally got that anemic power play going. They scored three power play goals, had an extended 5-on-3, almost 5-minute 5-on-3 here tonight in the second period, and took advantage of it and beats Fondy by a 7-0 count. It's time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls is free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, motorhomes, Post-Class and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Post, glass, and mirror. So the Cards come out here a little slow going in the first and second periods, but finally get uncorked with two goals in the first, three more in the second. And man, when they heated it up, they really did. That offense was just ginormous here tonight, and two more in the third and outshot Fondy 50-14. It's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or you can find Holly on Facebook. Things got started in the first, a little deep in the first, with a goal by number 7, Mason Johnson, the senior, at 8:16 of the first period. And here is how it went on the interception to Hefner. Hefner harassed as he tried to carry it out. Back to Craig on the near wing. In the corner, there's the pick and a shot. Oh, it went in! Yes! Mason Johnson put it into the goaltender. It dribbled over his left shoulder. And MJ has got the goal right here. And Mason Johnson would add to that. He has two goals and an assist tonight. A hat trick for number 3, Drew Bovey. Cards scored again at 10:53 of the first, and then it was in the second period. Number 9, Evan Foyles, had a really nice season. Came in here as a top scorer for the team at 6:46 of the second period. Drew with the assist. Cards got two more in the second. Finally got the power play going. It was Sam Hebert at 13:38, and then Drew back at 15:55 of the second period on a power play goal, and Cards with two more goals in the third, and they wind up winning this one by a 7-0 count there. Holly Bovey stats recap, names you know stats recap, and we had a lot of people on the stat sheet here tonight. Let's go downstairs, get the thoughts of Scott Parker, and he is with Chase Hoople right now.
All right, here we are with Coach Parker. Coach, always good to win, right?
Yeah. Nice to have you behind the mic again. How do you like it?
Feels great. Right. Feels like the old days. Yeah. But, yeah, big win here, 7-0. A lot of you know, our power play, Greg and I were talking about how we haven't scored in the power play yet. So a lot of special teams tonight. You know, what are your thoughts on the win?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Special teams finally going. Got in a little trouble in the first period, had a slow start, and then finally scoring some power play goals. You know, that's part of hockey, and we've been working on it, and it looked like it paid off a little bit. We played a pretty good team tonight, too. Their goalie is a good goalie, and they're well coached. They were just gotten a little penalty problems, and that costed them.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, it's not too often that you're on a 5-on-3 power play for 4-plus minutes, so yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Know, like Redders was, both coaches were saying, yeah, they didn't ever see that before. I don't know if I've seen that either. So, Coach Redders with his first win.
Yes, how about that? JV getting their first win of the season and the first win in 2 years, I believe.
Yeah, so he's excited. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit for sticking with it. And, you know, as a young man, it's a lot of work. You know that.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of work. Well worth it, though. Well worth it.
Yeah.
But last question here for the night, Coach. You know, you're coming off a 7-0 win. Youth school is coming up here tomorrow. You know, what are kind of the key points to take away from a successful night tonight and carry it over?
Well, our keys are our kids got to get home and get some rest tonight and get fluids so mom and dad get them home tonight. We're stretching at 10:45, so we really need to, you know, kind of think about tomorrow now. I know it's kind of nice to enjoy a win, but we really don't have any time as we go on to the next game at noon tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Boys got to get home, go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, 7-0 win. Congrats. It's always fun to be on that side of the board.
Yeah, well, I know what it feels on the other side, too. So it's not, you know, I enjoy it. I don't take it for granted. Thank you.
Good job.
All right, thank you very much. Chase downstairs, and the announcers will get some rest here tonight because we're coming back tomorrow morning, 11:40. Cardinal Countdown pregame show as the Cards, with a quick turnaround, will host U School. We'll be on the air at 11:40 with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And then tomorrow night, it's high school buckets to cap it off. The McDonald Max boys and a tournament at Stout against Colfax. Scheduled pregame show is 6:55 with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. Final again here for the Cards. Chi High Cards win this one. They go to 5-1 on the year, and they beat Fond du Lac by a 7-0 count. For Chase Hoople, I'm Greg Stewart here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Thanks to Super Sam Aberle for doing a great job as our producer here tonight. Final again, 7-0. Chi High beats Fond du Lac. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night.
WOGO, your sports station. WOGO's coverage of Chi High Hockey has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
WOGO, your sports station.